Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Girls district basketball scores from last night, and it was semifinals. Class 1, District 2, Chadwick over Couch, 47-32, and Bunker defeated Bradleyville, 70-25. Chadwick versus Bunker for the Class 1, District 2 championship Saturday, 1 p.m. at Liberty High School. Class 2, District 2, Neelyville over Van Buren, 57-25. Alton topped East Carter, 60-58. It will be Neelyville versus Alton for the Class 2, District 2 championship Saturday, 1 p.m. at Van Buren. Class 2, District 10, Norwood defeated Mansfield, 59-45. Fordland over Bakersfield, 43-24. Mansfield versus Fordland for the Class 2, District 10 championship, Saturday, 2 p.m. at Fordland. Class 3, District 10, semifinals. Thayer over Willow Springs, 65-45. Licking defeated Liberty, 33-32. It will be Thayer and Licking for the Class 3, District 10 championship, Saturday, 6 p.m. at Kabul. Game will air on KUKU 100.3. It's district championship games tonight for the boys. Class 1, District 3, Bunker versus Eminence, 6 p.m. at Eminence. Class 2, District 2, South Iron versus Van Buren, 6 p.m. at Ellington. Class 2, District 10, Norwood versus Hartville, Part 3, at 6 p.m. Mansfield is the host, and that ought to be a dandy one. Class 3, District 10, Thayer versus Liberty, 6 p.m. at Houston. Game will air on the Fox 96.9. Saturday and Sunday will be a very busy day for the MSU West Plains Grizzly sports programs. Baseball team will be hosting Northern Oklahoma at noon and 2 p.m. on Saturday and noon on Sunday. The games will be broadcast on News Talk Radio KWPM. MSU West Plains softball team will be on the road for a doubleheader Saturday versus St. Louis Community College, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. The Grizzly basketball team will be at State Fair Community College Saturday night with a tip-off of 7:30. That game will air on KDY 102.5. St. Louis Cardinals were in action yesterday with more. Here's your Redbird recap.
But Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, the Cardinals had a 4-0 lead, three of those on a first-inning home run by Nolan Arenado, and then a four-run second from Miami tied it, only to have Victor Scott the second right in the middle of it. He scored the Cardinal first run of the game. He was able to get on base and score the fifth run on the way to an 8-4 victory.
Scott stole two bases during the game, and the Cardinals' pitching started out a bit shaky with Andre Pallante giving up four runs early, but nothing but zeros after that from the Cardinals' bullpen. Really impressive ninth inning from Roderick Munoz.
Another good outing out of the bullpen by Matthew Libertor.
He picked up the victory. That's the second time he's gone two innings in a spring training game.
So the Cardinals were able to bounce back after only two runs on five hits in the two games over on the West Coast, and it was Victor Scott setting the table. You love to see your leadoff man doing that.
Well, that's how you win games, is you get guys on base and make things happen, and Victor's that kind of player.
Our next broadcast comes up on Saturday, the Cardinals against the Nationals.
The Cardinals back on the radio Saturday and Sunday. Saturday versus the Nationals at 11:55. Sunday versus the Marlins at noon. You can listen to all the broadcast on KUKU 100.3. The Missouri Tigers will be on the road Saturday at Vanderbilt in SEC play. The pregame 4:30, tip-off 5 p.m., all on Q94. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.